The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I've never been perfect. I'm like a flower growing wild. I kinda keep swerving down that straight and narrow mile. I'm born again and born to run. Got a little rebel in my blood. I lay my head down on that morning sun. Might be a little neon on my halo. Saturday night ain't my time to lay low. I'm baptized, faded, white and holy jeans. Mama's been praying for my salvation. I'm somewhere between amazing grace and dragging in late when I hear the church bells ring. With a little whiskey on my way.
Peyton Taylor with Joe Piscopo. Very, very talented Jersey girl. Just ripping it up down there in Nashville and now working all the time. So that's Whiskey on My Wings. Great, great song. I'm not even a country guy, but I could listen to Peyton all day long. Hey, it's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. 877-970-2999. Our Balance of Nature phone lines. You're welcome to join us. It's a Monday. It's a little bit of a rainy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. And summertime, I'm pumped about summer. This week's going to be nuts, and we got a lot going on the radio station. I'll be at the Yankee game tomorrow. We'll be in Brooklyn this week. And then Frankie and I will be broadcasting live from Atlantic City on a Thursday. That's going to be a lot of fun. Then the weekend comes up. I got a dance. I said to my buddy, Captain Frank, I said, he calls me, he goes, he's got an 88-acre farm out in Warren County, way out in West Jersey toward Pennsylvania. And he has a barn on there that people go in. They do events there, and it's beautiful. So he goes, hey, Joe, the eighth grade dance, that's my Olivia's class. He goes, oh, well, you want to chaperone the dance? So now I'm going to chaperone the dance on Saturday. I think Olivia's mom will be there as well. So it's going to be like very interesting, you know. Do you want your parents at your dance? I said, yeah, man. And I got to tell you this. I forgot to tell you this. I can't believe I forgot to tell you. So Olivia goes with her school. They go to Washington, right? So they go to D.C. for the school trip, which is great, you know. And they've been doing it for years. So they take a big bus. They all go down to D.C. Then they stay overnight. And she saw so many wonderful things. And we've been to Washington 3-4 times, at least 3-4 times with the National Italian American Foundation. And I take my kids around and I show them, the Teddy Roosevelt. There's the whole big monument to Teddy. That would, you know, of course, Abraham Lincoln. But Olivia's class saw so many things. I didn't even see the museums and everything and everything. Then she comes out when I went over, I bought her. I pulled the car up to the house, right to the mom's house, and where we have our little my living room and my SUV, where we meet, you know. So she comes out and she's holding something in her hand, and then she unfurls it, and it's a little like what they call a mop hat. And what does it say on the mop hat? Make America Great Again. Boom. So she goes, Dad, this is the hat of choice of all the kids down in Washington, D.C. I said, are you kidding me? They have MAGA hats on down there? This was white. So she showed me a picture of the class, the red hats, the MAGA hats. I said, oh, my God, I hope you were careful. Isn't it something I got to tell my daughter? You got to be careful if you wear something that supports the United States of America. So that's something that says make America great again, right? Be careful. She goes, no, we didn't really have a lot of problems. Some guys did some comments, but it was all good. But you explain to me, please, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines, why the press never shows the support of the country. Never show support, in this case, the president of the United States of America. You know, because it's if all the kids are wearing the hats, it's like it seemed to be like a fashionable thing to do. I got such a kick out of that, you know, but I have to fear for my daughter that she's going to get harassed, you know, or censored in some way. But I applaud the school, applaud the principal, you know, the patriotic principal for allowing the kids to at least, you know, display and actually do exactly exercise. Listen, their First Amendment rights. Isn't that wild, though? MAGA hats, man, with middle school kids. Unbelievable. Hey, Milo Yiannopoulos is going to join us. He is Milo, I believe, got censored by Twitter. Everybody's got censored by Twitter. Louis Farrakhan's still on Twitter, Frankie Fiber.
Let me double check that. I know he just recently got defacebooked, but I believe he still is on Twitter. Yes.
All these people, and I don't understand how when I see all these.
Louis Farrakhan's still on Twitter. Okay. Rest assured.
So I rest my case. Yeah. This guy is one of the most anti-Semitic, hateful people on earth. He's got a Twitter account, and they ban Milo. They ban, I believe they ban James Woods, and they ban everything else, God forbid.
But, the issue now is what YouTube is doing, right? So now YouTube is removing thousands of videos, which they claim are pushing extremist views. Now they've come up with a solution and a criteria which no one seems to be happy with. It's so interesting that now so many more conservatives are calling for government regulation of places like YouTube, because they recognize that if they're going to just pick and choose all these people that they want on, and so many of the people that seem to get banned end up being on the right, that, hey, maybe we need to look at some sort of regulation. So the New York, this is an issue where, like, people on the left and people on the right are starting to see things the same way.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
There was an opinion piece in yesterday's New York Times. YouTube is a very bad judge and jury. And then the subheadline was, nobody knows how to run YouTube, especially not YouTube.
Yeah, it's so true, though. Yeah. I don't know that. Do you have to? Does the government go in like Elizabeth Warren says, you know, break up the tech companies? But something, I think they should just be under the aegis of the FCC.
Some people are proposing that. Well, so there's no reason that YouTube, which acts a lot more like a TV platform or a conventional TV platform than it does a technology company or a big tech company, shouldn't be considered for something like that. But then you have companies like Amazon, which, in my view, there's no way that you can look at Amazon and not think that it's a monopoly. So how is where Amazon is now different from where AT&T was? How is where Amazon is now different from where Microsoft is? Yeah, the difference is Amazon just doesn't have dominance in the e-commerce market, but they are now spreading their tentacles into everything from shipping, manufacturing, even groceries. If there's a case for, and I was glad to see the Trump Justice Department stop that one most recent merger. If there's a case to be made for trust busting, Donald Trump should follow the lead of that guy whose statue that you showed your daughter, Teddy Roosevelt, and bust the Amazon trust. They are a monopoly, and they need to be broken up.
You know, but I always find myself going there, Frankie. You know, like I tell you, I can't get something I couldn't find. I love those cough gels that I can get. You get the Robitussin that makes a cough gel. Walgreens ran out. That's the only thing. When things work, they just run out. They discontinue. Where did I go? I couldn't find them at the drugstore. Went online, and I got them on Amazon.
Well, that's the problem with monopolies, right? Is they become the only place you can buy anything.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's saying that Amazon shouldn't exist. No one's saying that they shouldn't be able to offer customers a giant retail, a great retail experience, but you have this company that Jeff Bezos is one of the wealthiest men in the world, and yet he's running a company that pays nothing in taxes. And I'd be curious if you talk with Chris Mackey about this from Solutionomics. They pay nothing in taxes, and they're willing to do absolutely anything to destroy anybody else that dares to compete with them. They're awful.
Jeff Bezos' ex-wife still available? Anybody know?
She is, but she's donating a large portion of her money to charity when she dies.
What charity?
I don't remember. How about this new one from Walmart?
I think, Frankie, we should really form a nonprofit for the morning show.
I like it. The charity is Sons of Joseph Piscopo.
It's already fraught with problems. Have you seen the new Walmart deal?
Hold on. So then people can kind of make a donation, leave us in the will. If Mrs. the
just
ex,
the
Mrs.
two of
Bezos,
you, I don't want any
Mrs.
part
Bezos
of it.
Mrs. Bezos wants it, leave a little something to the morning show. No. Frankie, not a bit.
So once you get into the charity arena, then and you're dealing with tax deductions. Yeah, I'm willing to pay the taxes on anything that's gifted
to
me.
Make a straight donation.
Just leave me a little something in your will. I would appreciate it. I'm being sincere. I'm not jesting.
A little taste, just like that. So what is Walmart?
So Walmart is doing a new thing where they will deliver the groceries to your home and put them away in your refrigerator, and you can watch them on video as they're doing this. Now, the last thing I want is some stranger coming into my home putting groceries in my refrigerator, and then I get to watch it on video. No, I don't want this. How lazy are we as a society that we need to have Walmart come into our homes? I get it, the whole online shopping thing, go pick up your groceries or whatever. I understand that for people that are on the go. I totally understand that. Or home delivery where they'll bring it to your house and then you come out and you put the stuff away. But are you really that lit? This sounds to me like a 500-pound. This would be me if I just reckless abandon was like four bills sitting on the couch. I'm calling Walmart to do my shopping so I don't have to even get up so they can put it in my refrigerator. Get out of here.
No, well, the thing is, we're so busy. I find, because when I come home, I just don't have time to cook for myself. I don't have time to do anything. I just don't have time. And I think most of America is like that now. But
the problem with you is, how does Walmart know where you live? I know you have the GM's phone number, but
you have no idea.
You're not even on the GPS.
The call for Fox came in Friday night to do a Neil show. Mr. Cavuto's show, that great show he does on Saturday, right? And so I go, sure. Now the driver comes out. Now I'm on the clock, and I say, why don't you come out like 9:30-ish? Because I always give myself 2 hours plus with the wonderful traffic flow that congestion pricing seems to be helping. So the guy calls, and it's like, and I got to leave. And he goes, hello? And I go, hi. And it's the driver. I don't know where you are. I know it. And this is the accent of every driver, so I didn't mean to. So he could not find the house. So now, on my way, I'm going, it's the gravel driveway.
Make a left. Yeah, make a left.
Looking for the strange gal in the
make
woods.
Make a left. I'm an excellent
Look
driver.
Look for the rain woman in the woods. Yeah. You know? He's going, I can't find that. I see the goats. I see the goats. I said, no.
Goats.
The goats. Listen, the goats are before you get there. Listen, they put a goat thing.
The goats are before you get there. Now do you understand, people? Listen. He lives in the middle of nowhere.
I say, but when I tell them, they put a goat thing. Would you touch, every time my kids touch goats, they get cocksacky. I wouldn't go near
those.
No,
they
goats.
Don't. First of all, goats are very good for, number one, maintaining a lawn because they eat everything, and for bugs and ticks and poison ivy and stuff. They eat anything.
All right. Well, anyway, they couldn't tell the day. If they could speak, they would tell the driver where I live, but they could. He's
left. Left.
Cachulo does a goat impression.
It sounds shockingly Cachulo like his Larry King impression.
If Larry was a goat.
Hello?
I swear to God, only where else could you get radio like this? Riveting radio, like your newsman doing a goat impression. I mean, Scooby-Doo. No, Scooby-Doo is good.
Ruh-roh.
Now you got the goat with the bat. What was the
reft?
The chewing with the chewing. You eat every day.
That's the goat. The goat eating the grass.
Oh my God! All right, it is Monday. But hey, so he could find a
house.
But
he found the house finally.
Yeah, but it took me for like ever. And I'm going. He's going. What are you going? I said, "What's your name?" He goes, "Muhammad." I said, "Muhammad, come, keep coming down." He goes, and then finally he goes,
"Right."
I need a talking goat, man. He found Muhammad. Found it. He came down my rain destroyed driveway for crying out loud. And we got into, and he really got me in quickly. So I appreciate that, Muhammad. That was great. Hey, you know, I actually had a cab driver that spoke English. But he was like a one. Remember, you know, the old classic cab driver. Hey, where you want to go? Like those cab drivers. Remember those guys?
Yeah.
I had one the other day. I couldn't believe it. It was like
his car's probably paid off though.
No,
I'm just saying. If he's been doing it for a long time, he's probably not owning.
A shout out to the drivers who are driving, the hired drivers that listen to drive. These folks, a lot of these folks came out. Like I had, like Malik Muhammad. Muhammad was from Ghana, I think. And he has a great story how he came to America and now he's working hard as a driver. And then I met another guy who took me home. He was a great guy. His name was Singh. He said, just call me Singh. He was from India. And, you know, I bet you that guy, do you ever know, talk to your drivers, Frankie? They're like engineers. They're like doctors or anything, but they sometimes just take the gig, you know, the driving gig, just to pay money and just to come into the country and work very, very hard. So we appreciate that very, very much. So I had some guy, I was very, very fortunate to have some two great drivers this weekend to get me around where I'm going. But I was just taken aback because I usually don't get somebody who's from the five boroughs that drives around like that. So it was interesting to see, hey where you want to go? I said, whoa, you're a New Yorker, man. Very unusual, right, Debbie?
No, it is. By the way, do you ever forget where you're going because you're going to so many different places? Like, you're like, where am I going right now?
No, but I tell you what I did, though. I did. I was out in the back. I was so tired. I got back. Right. It was like Friday. I took care of everything. And I just crashed out on the porch in the back, you know?
Oh, the porch.
And then,
okay.
And then I just woke up. I woke up to a breeze blowing. And I thought, I woke up, said, where the heck am I? I had no idea where. You ever do that, right?
Yeah.
When you travel?
Oh, yeah. You're like, what time is it? Where am I?
Yeah, where would I be with a breeze blowing? I said, oh, I'm home. Okay, good.
Nice.
Oh, we got you guys. You don't want to miss Milo. Milo's coming up. Milo Yiannopoulos is coming up. And then Chris Mackey will join us after that. Right now, let's go to Debbie on the roads of New York. Checking out traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to take it to New Jersey Transit. A 15-minute delay into and out of New York's Penn Station. It's all due to an earlier medical emergency. Over on the LIRR, Far Rockaway, Long Beach, and West Hempstead branches, a 10-minute delay because of some earlier issues with switching problems by Valley Stream. Six trains are back on or close to schedule. The inbound GWB looks fine. Lincoln looks okay. Holland Tunnel disabled vehicle cleared, only 5 to 10 in at the Holland. Newark Bay Extension eastbound, right past the main line of the New Jersey Turnpike. We're getting reports of an accident over there. 287 South, exit 47 in Montville, an accident to contend with as well. 18 northbound, busy at Route 1. And it looks like 18 southbound, slowing down, getting down toward the area of 138, getting down toward Belmar. It's a down pole to deal with as well. Southbound thruway looks okay at the Tappan Zee Bridge. 684 North, exit 4. It's an accident off on the ramp. Watch for some rain today with a high of 68. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains how the president fights back.
The London mayor and vocal Trump critic excoriated the U.S. leader. Trump is employing new sinister methods to deliver the message of the fascists of the 20th century, and you think that Donald J. Trump is going to take this sitting down? That's not how it works anymore. He doesn't roll like that.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM 970.
New message.
Your social security number has been suspended. If you do not contact us, your account will be deactivated.
Scammers are aggressive when they contact a potential victim. Social Security Administration employees will never threaten you for information or promise benefits in exchange for information. In those cases, the call is fraudulent and you should just hang up. Don't provide any personal or financial information to these thieves. Call the Social Security Fraud Hotline at 1-800-269-0271.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting, Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. You got 5 minutes. You got till 9:30. You got till 9:30. First five callers. Next 5 minutes.
First five callers. Next 5 minutes.
855-621-9949. You call Route 22 Toyota. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. How about that, right? Mr. Generosity. Just call me Mr. Generosity. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. You can get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota. You could talk to Alex Cancella, the general manager, who can offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You will experience the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, right? And that state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, forget about it. You got to go to Route 22 Toyota. Iggy is there. The man is there. Carmelo and Chester and Johnny and Chris and Wendy and Shoya. This is a family. When you go in, they will treat you like family the way they've always treated me and Frankie Five Burrows and Mike Gallagher and my sister Carol. Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes. 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from our friends, the family that is Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
9:26, Joe Piscopo, Milo Yiannopoulos, former senior editor at Breitbart News, author of the book Dangerous, and the Grand Marshal of the upcoming, are you ready for this, Straight Pride Parade. Milo, welcome back, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
I live to delight you.
I sit at home thinking, what would make Joe happy today?
What exactly is the Straight Pride Parade, man?
Well, you and your listeners will, of course, be familiar with this bonkers identity politics that the left has decided to inflict upon all of us. We've got to interrogate the world according to gender and sexuality and skin color. The most important things about us are the things we're born with that we can't change. Quite a long way from Martin Luther King these days, the progressive left. And so the Straight Pride Parade in Boston is a part satirical but part serious response to this insistence that everybody's got to be proud of these things about themselves that they can't change. Well, I see no reason why people can't be proud of being straight. God's own heterosexuality is a beautiful procreation of children, the nuclear family, the holy sacrament of marriage. These are all things to be enormously proud of. So we are tweaking the nose of the progressive left. But we're also having a fun, good-natured parade for the values that underpin Western civilization, Christianity, capitalism, the rule of law, property rights, the right to own a gun, to say whatever you want. And these are some of the things we'll be celebrating at the Straight Pride March. And there was originally, I have to tell you, a mascot planned, an A-list Hollywood actor, formerly famous. Some of you may know him, Brad Pitt. But as a result of a scheduling conflict and also a cease and desist letter from his lawyers, we've had to replace him. I have, you know, as one of life's givers, as somebody who is constantly falling on their sword to give to others, I have taken on the mantle. I've taken on this great burden and responsibility. They needed to find someone, you see, who was younger, more handsome, and more in tune with the heroic masculine virtues that the parade is supposed to embody. So I've I've reluctantly agreed to appear.
See, you are going to be the grand marshal, even though you're not straight. This is great. Did they ask you, was that your idea, Milo? I mean, really, it's a great idea.
Well, I like to think of myself as a gay ally. So I'm a gay ally of heterosexuality. Look, all kinds of questions floating around this parade. First of all, my outfit. Will I go as the Sultan of Brunei? They're pretty proud of heterosexuality to the point of not really having any gays. Well, not anymore. Do I go as Harvey Weinstein? Perhaps I'll go as Brad Pitt. There's lots and lots of options. I'm also trying to lobby the organizers of the parade to let me have a live gay conversion therapy session at the parade on stage. My only problem with conversion therapy is it doesn't seem to work. Otherwise, it'd be great. I'm trying to persuade the organizers to let me sit down with one of the leading Catholic conversion therapy advocates and have him try to fix me live on stage. So there's all kinds of questions, lots in the planning, but I think it's going to be fun, don't you?
Man, you got to do that. This is a TV special, man. I hope this is great. You're going to have the conversion. You were the conversion guy. Oh, only you, Milo. I swear to God. Hey, man, so tell me, we were talking. So why is Louis Farrakhan still on Twitter and you are banned? I mean, what's going on with that? And do they allow you on YouTube? I mean, this is getting crazy, yes?
The only thing I'm allowed on these days is YouTube, and I don't know how long that's going to be for. Let me let you into a secret for your listeners to understand. Twitter doesn't, and Facebook, they don't ban people because their opinions are so appalling that these people are dangerous in public life. And you know that because Richard Spencer, who is actually an ethno-nationalist, and David Duke, the KKK, these guys are still on Twitter. They're not banned. Well, the people that Twitter bans are effective, persuasive center-right conservatives who have reasonable, respectable opinions and who convert leftists. Yeah. The people that Twitter bans are the popular people who represent a risk to the Democrats. And that's why Gavin McInnes, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, me, Laura Loomer, that's why we're all banned. Not because we're far right, because we're not. The far right people are still on Twitter. We're banned because we're great at our jobs and they're terrified of us. And I do take that as a compliment because it is one, but it's also, it does represent a threat to the proper functioning of democracy and of political debate in the country when the most successful and persuasive and intelligent advocates for one side of the debate are being systematically scrubbed from the internet. The reason that extremists are on Twitter and Facebook is that Twitter and Facebook don't want to get rid of the extremists. They want to get rid of effective Republicans.
Wow. Wow. It's so true, though. Hey, and so what sort of government regulation, Milo, do you think the big companies, the big tech companies should be subject to?
This is a big question for conservatives in the next decade, because they've always had very strong views on wading in and enforcing the First Amendment in private corporations. But here's the thing. There are two questions, really. One is there's been a systematic failure in tech and in the media, not entirely unlike the systematic failures, you might say, in big oil or the banks. Something that endangers the body politic, something that puts the country and the people in the country at risk. And in those instances, it is the proper role of government to step in. And the second thing is antitrust. Twitter owns a particular kind of conversation that cannot be replicated by anybody else. You can't go and invent your own Twitter. So all journalists are on Twitter, which has an enormous effect and influence on the way stories are reported, and therefore on the direction of the country. You can't have that company systematically exclude one side of the political debate and expect in a decade's time for your country to be a healthy, happy place that's functioning well.
Yeah, you're absolutely.
For a long time. Look, yeah. I understand the free market argument here. I really do. And I understand the trepidation with which Republicans consider wading into an area that was previously sacrosanct. But the fact is that it's not working. And if you want to really think about the underpinnings of Western civilization, what really makes the West a nice place to live, it isn't the First Amendment. It's Christianity and all of the values that come from Christianity. You know, the rugged individualism and you know, the inequality before it. All the stuff that we like about the West ultimately comes from Christianity. And you know, having a free, good, individualistic, and Christian place in the West is paramount. And, you know, the sad, simple fact is that the Republican purism about the First Amendment, it's not working, and you're losing your country, guys. You're losing your country, and something's got to be done about it. And you know, when you have effectively wacky far-left activism corporatized in the form of the media and Silicon Valley, if you want to still have an America that functions like America ought to, you're going to have to make changes.
Yeah, man, Milo Yiannopoulos speaking the truth right there. Well, before we let you go, Milo, the FCC regulation maybe for YouTube, for Google, you know, or Facebook or Twitter.
I think it's a simple way to do it. These platforms all have immunity from prosecution for what people publish on the platform because they have presented themselves as politically neutral platforms rather than publishers. I think what you do is very simple. You take away that immunity, make them responsible for everything that people say on their platform so that if anyone libels anyone on Twitter, Twitter can be sued for it, unless they commit to political neutrality. And that political neutrality, you know, is something that they're horrified of having to obey because they're not politically neutral. I think they have to be forced with their own economic interest and perhaps with their own survival, because frankly, Facebook and Twitter would go under within a month if you were allowed to sue those platforms for things people say on them. But yeah. Mark Zuckerberg himself has to Congress admitted that they're a publisher. If they're a publisher, they should be subject to the standards of other publishers, which means that if somebody says something outrageous or lies or whatever about me on Facebook, I should be able to sue Facebook. Unless we as a society grant Facebook immunity because it is rigorously politically impartial.
Wow.
And they have to prove that to our satisfaction.
Yeah.
And so far they're not doing it. The only person, the only elected representative I've heard speak remotely competently about this is Ted Cruz. And I'm not a huge fan of his, but he does seem to get this. He does get this issue, and he's absolutely right about it. And he's, I think, the best hope in the Senate for this.
Milo Yiannopoulos, he's going to be the Grand Marshal of the Straight Pride Parade. When is that going to be, by the way, in Boston, the Straight Pride Parade? Do you have a date yet, Milo?
You can imagine how the city of Boston and its mayor feel about this, but they're not permitted to discriminate in the awarding of permits on political grounds. So they're going to have to give a permit sooner or later, even if it takes a lawsuit. Currently, the date is slated for August 31st, but we'll see what happens. They may want to kick it off. It's a shame we couldn't have it during Pride Month because, you know, it would really have been more appropriate for it to happen during Pride Month. But, you know,
straight Pride Parade for Milo Yiannopoulos, man. We'll be looking for it, Milo. Listen, keep us posted if you would, and good luck with everything. And thanks for joining us this morning, my friend.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Milo. The straight Pride Parade. They got to do it. You know, they got to do it. How funny would that be? Hey, it's 9:37 with Joey on the radio. Chris Mackey's going to join us, founder of Solutionomics, coming up. Frank is here and Debbie's here. Al's got the headline news right now, live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
62 degrees at 9:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The musical Hadestown is the big winner at the 2019 Tony Awards at Radio City Music Hall. Hadestown took home a total of 8 awards, including Best Musical, beating out The Life and Times of the Temptations, Ain't Too Proud, Beetlejuice, The Prom, and Tootsie. The Ferryman won 4 awards, including Best Play. Ali Stroker, she became the first person who uses a wheelchair to win a Tony Award. She's won for her role in the musical revival of Oklahoma. And a new study says dogs reflect the stress their owners are feeling, but pets can help calm super-stressed owners. Swedish researchers found a strong and significant correlation in long-term stress levels between dogs and their owners, with one exception. People who considered themselves to be high-strung or neurotic generally had dogs whose stress levels were lower. Researchers say dogs can be an important source of social support. The researchers say over time this could lead to lower stress levels and better health for people and their pets. The study is published in the latest edition of the journal Nature. In sports, Aaron Hicks doubled home to go ahead run in the top of the 10th inning. Yankees beat the Indians 7-6 in Cleveland. Todd Frazier with a 3-run homer in the first inning as the Mets rolled to a 6-1 win over the Rockies at Citi Field. Noah Syndergaard got his fourth win with 7 innings of one-hit shutout ball. Stanley Cup Finals Game 6, that goes to the Bruins. They skated past the Blues 5-1. Boston will hold host Game 7, on Wednesday night. Stuck in traffic? W.D. Hames got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening here on 684 northbound, that rampant exit 4 in Bedford. Watch out for some ongoing police department activity. 172 is blocked over here by 684. It's an ongoing accident investigation. We're still seeing some slowdowns this morning as you take it to 44 into 82 into Pleasant Valley with an accident just about cleared. Inbound side of the GWB moving okay. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for religious observance. Metered parking rules remain in effect for today. Let's see what's happening as you head to the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. Traffic is still about 15 minutes in at the Lincoln, 15 over at the Holland Tunnel as well. 287 South, exit 47 in Mottville, a collision there. And 280 East, exit 13, getting into Newark. Watch out for a collision. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly here as you take a ride over to the eastbound side of the BQE. You're still building, getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. And watch for some slowdowns on the LIE westbound, heading out through Woodhaven Boulevard, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Stop and go on the northbound side of the Van Wyck, getting up toward Kew Gardens and the Deegan South at Willis Ave. An accident cleared. Rain today with a high going up to about 68 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM 970 for a free menu upgrade on the Atlantis.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting, Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Did you go on your Balance of Nature journey yet? You got to do what Joey did. Come on, Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form, really works. I told you, I just deviated for a while last week or in the week before because I couldn't get the right, I ran out of Balance of Nature, right? So rather than, God forbid, I should call, and I'm so busy, you know? And then I could feel all of a sudden the scratchiness in my throat, allergies coming back, pollen, the dander that's on Otis as he walks around. And I said, then I found it. I found the Balance of Nature bottle in my luggage that I always take to New York. So I doubled up and took another dose. I want to tell you, you could feel it work. You could feel it work. And then I told you earlier about the great kid that works for me, Big Mike, great kid. And his dad went on Balance of Nature from hearing us on the radio. And he now can't, he can't live without it. And when he doesn't take Balance of Nature, he feels it. Those free radicals are waiting to attack your body. And what Balance of Nature is, the fruits and vegetables, those are the antioxidants that beat those free radicals within your body. You got to try Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard, he's the genius.
genius that came up with the concept of balance of nature. And he always says balance of nature is changing the world one life at a time. Now you can experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you could receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. You can go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer, please. Balanceofnature.com. Discount code The Answer. Or call 800-246-8751. We got that easy so you can remember it. 800-246-8751 for Balance of Nature. Good health is only a phone call away.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio 944. Chris Mackey is founder of Solutionomics, an independent nonpartisan platform dedicated to developing solutions for creating a more dynamic American economy through a renewed focus on U.S. global trade, corporate taxes, financial system. Hey, Chris, thanks for coming in. How you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with a fellow supporter of Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yeah, man. Now, you thank you for doing that. What a great organization. How did you get involved, if I could start there, Chris?
Absolutely. So it was actually due to my older brother. My older brother Mike set the example for me. He was a big brother when he was in college. I saw him do that.
Wow.
I was a junior in high school, and I said, you know what? I admire my brother, must be doing good stuff, and so I followed his lead.
Which chapter? Was it locally?
That was actually Fort Wayne, Indiana, and then I've been involved in different chapters across the country as I've worked in different cities, and I'm a huge supporter.
Yeah, mentoring. God bless you for doing that, my friend. Hey, Chris, tell us about Solutionomics. What exactly is that?
Sure. Solutionomics is, as you mentioned, nonpartisan, and the primary purpose of Solutionomics is to come up with innovative ROI, or return on investment-based solutions, for improving our economic growth that targets global trade, financial regulation or lack thereof, corporate tax policy. It's basically trying to take politics out of economic growth by focusing on ROI. And because I'm independent, I can come up with solutions that maybe people from certain political parties aren't able to.
Well, you've had a lot of experience in the financial sector and in the economy. What is your background financially?
Sure. So I've spent about 27 years, I guess I hate to admit to, in the financial sector. And you know, what I really learned through that process and working with a lot of different companies is how jobs are created, some of the myths of global trade, and what really drives economic growth in this country, and the influence, sometimes good, sometimes bad, that politics can have. And as I looked around the marketplace of ideas, I saw a lot of people blaming, a lot of people complaining, and not a lot of solutions. You know, I even went to bookstores and looked there, and I saw a lot of cataloging of problems and not a lot of solutions. So I decided, you know what? We need to focus on solutions. We need to take the politics out of this process as much as possible. And so I'm going to focus on what I know, which is ROI, or return on investment.
Well, and the economy's doing good, though, overall, right?
The economy is doing well overall. And, you know, we're seeing a slowing, but I think some people are overreacting to the recent slowdown in employment numbers, because that's just what naturally happens when you have a 3.6% unemployment rate. It gets harder to find people.
Yeah, so true. And how would you rate the effectiveness of the tax cuts in terms of economic stimulus, Chris?
Well, let me say that it was great to see somebody do something about our tax policy, because it was ineffective and it needed to be improved. Now, one idea that I mentioned in Solutionomics to make it more bang for the taxpayer buck is to take ROI and apply it to the corporate tax policy. And what I mean by this is corporations that are creating jobs, raising wages, maybe increasing their hiring in America, lower their tax rates. Make it a system where companies are rewarded for doing things that grow the economy in the U.S. And this also ties into trade, because you know, if you are telling companies, hey, you know what, you create jobs in America, you increase your percentage of employees that are based in America, we're going to lower your tax rate. What that does is that means you don't need to focus on the tariffs as much, so you don't get in as much of this tit for tat with other countries, but you still achieve your primary objective, which is getting Americans working. Let me give you one stat here. From 2000 to 2014, from 2000 to 2014, the number of manufacturing establishments shrank, wiped out, gone, 78,000. Now, let me put that in perspective.
Wow.
From 1986 to 2000, the 14 years prior, we actually added 9,000 manufacturing establishments. Now, some people must say, Chris, that's okay, that's all due to automation. First of all, even if it is due to automation, still doesn't help the people who lost their jobs. Second, it doesn't mean we can't do better. And that's what I'm about to say. Okay, you know, we're doing well, but how do we do even better? And the heartland needs help. And I firmly believe that we can do that through incentives.
You know, and I see that the president is doing, like, there's a guy, Jack Kemp, if you remember, the late, great Jack Kemp.
He had
Enterprise Zone. So the president is doing that sort of thing. And there are a couple other Democrats doing different things that are going into doing what they are virtually enterprise zones. And help me out here, man. Chris Mackey with Joe on the radio. And I've been railing about this. I don't understand how in good conscience a big company like Nike, for example, can't go to the areas you're talking about, the Midwest. And I say, you talk about big brothers, big sisters, go to the stressed areas of the United States, in Oakland, California, south side of Chicago, down in New Orleans, you know, Patterson, New Jersey, and bring in manufacturing there. I mean, that is, I think the president's attempting to do that. When he puts these tariffs on, but I don't know that we can trust these big companies to have enough conscience to do that. Am I right?
Well, what I would say is that we can use incentives to make it worth their while to do exactly what you're talking about, because you were talking about hitting the areas where there is the greatest opportunity for economic improvement, which would benefit the entire country.
Exactly.
So if that's the objective, work with capitalism, work with the companies, give them the incentives to say, hey, this is where we can get the biggest bang for our taxpayer buck. You know, if you're going to these areas, we're going to make it worth your while. That's really combining capitalism and the profit motive with doing something that will drive greater than economic growth for everyone.
Yeah, it's so true. Chris Mackey, founder of Solutionomics. Chris, where can we find you online? Is there a website we can go to?
Absolutely. It's solutionomics.org. That's .org. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Solutionomics.
Good stuff. Chris, thanks for coming in, my friend. We'll talk again.
Sounds great. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, Chris Mackey right there, founder of Solutionomics and making sense of the economy. Yeah, you know, we're doing so great, but we could do so much more, and we will. 9:51 with Piscopo in the morning. Debbie Duhame out there looking out for you as we approach the 10 o'clock hour. And Mike Gallagher, how are we looking thus far this morning, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank Allen, everybody. Let's go out to the Cross Bronx westbound. It's busy out by the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. It's an accident between a truck and a car, so traffic is building here. Delays go back out toward the Bruckner. Now, traffic is still moving slowly for you at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. 15 minutes getting into town. The Deegan South getting down toward Willis Ave. They cleaned up an accident, but you're still moving a little bit slowly over there as well. Inbound GWB looks okay. Lincoln looks fine. Holland looks okay. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for religious observance. Metered rules in effect. 280 East, exit 13, getting down into Newark. A collision. Garden State Parkway North at exit 120. It's a disabled vehicle over in the express lanes. And 172, an accident investigation by 684 in Bedford. A car went right off of 684 and landed on 172. So this investigation continuing heading through that area. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com.
Rock.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the smartwaytobuy.com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Imagine your increase in sales with your website at the top of search engines, getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness with ideas to dramatically grow your profits. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Lowe's knows dads do it right by having go-to brands and knowing where to get them. We do it right, too, with savings on the brands he loves that also make great Father's Day gifts he'll love. Stop in today during Craftsman Days for all kinds of deals on Craftsman tools and power equipment, like a Craftsman 21-inch gas push mower now for just $199. For the perfect gift to make his day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/19. See store for details, U.S. only.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cloudy today, not as warm as yesterday, but becoming more humid. There'll be some showers throughout the day. Rain may be heavy at times this afternoon and could lead to flooding on roads and in poor drainage areas. Our high just 68. Periods of rain tonight, some of it heavy, and a thunderstorm ending very early tomorrow. Low tonight, 62 to 66. Later tomorrow, clouds will give way to sunshine. It'll become windy and much less humid, high 76. Wednesday, sunshine mixing with clouds, high 74. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 5 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:55 with Joe on the radio. Did you call Connors and Sullivan yet? Yeah, just Joey talking to you. Come on. Did you call Connors and Sullivan yet? Did you talk with Mike Connors? Lisa's waiting there for you to call. Bridget's there. Kelly. Everybody's there. Rose is there. Everybody is there. Come on. And they're going to take care of you. Beth is standing by for you and Mr. Connors himself. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. I know you're worried about a will and a trust and power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan, right? Now, you can attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar and have all your questions answered by Mr. Connors himself. Tuesday, June 25th, look at this, at the 3 West Club, or 3 West 51st Street in Midtown, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Thursday, June 27th, at Bocelli Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard on Staten Island, 11, 3, and 7. You know, if you can't make these, and I love that Mike does these free seminars for you, but you can't make any of the free seminars, you can call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment. 718-238-6500. Listen to Joe. I'm telling you right now, I talk to you like your family, because you are family listening to the program, you know. And I didn't know what to do. I mean, with the will, the trust, oh my gosh, what's the government going to take? Who's coming into everybody's life? How do I protect my financial legacy? Mike Connors has all the answers for you. And you could call 718-238-6500 and meet the great folks, the family over there at Connors and Sullivan, right? Mike always says this. It's so true. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Rocking through this Monday. I love you for staying with us. Mike Gallagher's coming up, 10:05. Don't forget, Dennis Prager, Dr. Gorka on the show. Don't forget Kevin and Larry Elder, too. I tell you, this is somebody told me, Frankie, this was so funny. And they said, Joe, listen to you every morning. It's great. But I must admit, does Mike go on nationally like an hour earlier than we put him
right,
on here?
Right, correct, New York? Yes.
Yeah, so this guy says, well, I love you, Joe, but I switch over to Mike when he comes
well,
on.
We play, if anyone does that, and I love Mike, too, and he's coming back from vacation today. Can't wait to hear. I'm sure he's got some crazy Disney stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we play his 9 o'clock hour at 12. 12 o'clock most mornings. If there's not breaking news locally that he wants to comment on, then we usually play that 12 o'clock hour at 9. So there's no need to tune away from us.
Thank you, Frankie. And thanks, Frank, for a great show. Appreciate it. Off and running, we'll be here tomorrow, streaming live on YouTube, streaming live on Facebook as well. And Albert, thank you so much always. I was doing everything I was doing.
Microphone.
Debbie, thanks. Please. All right. It's done. I'm done. Make it a great day, please. You know why? Because you deserve it.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.